Kirby and Josh. Home solution by Metricon, a fixed price home and land specialist.
Oh, feels good to knock that one out of the park.
It does. 4 days to the weekend.
4 days.
Not that we're counting.
Jeez, Herbs.
No,
just let's
no.
live in the moment.
Do you know
what? What a great show that was.
It was. I should be living in it because we got a call that I didn't think we would off something that happened to me when I... Well, something I noticed when I was away in Port Arlington on the weekend. I didn't think we'd get a call.
We did, though. Pretty amazing when you think about it. What else did we do? We put you to the test with some celebs. You did pretty well with that.
Some hair facts. You also are a complete liar. We figured that out.
Oh, God. No, that was just a panic reaction. I told you that. I said, I'm the weird one. I said it.
I know.
I knew what I did.
Now I just know that you're a liar. So going forward, can I trust you? I don't know. The relationship, it's on the rocks.
You'll get to hear that one. But we're going to kick it off with one of the best things that's ever happened to us as a team, I think.
I think it is. Would you put it up there with the best so far?
I was in shock. I think you can hear that when you listen back, like, because we were a bit unsure to ask the person when we met him.
Very unsettled, and we didn't know what was going on. It's like we weren't coming to terms with what was actually happening in front of us.
Well, it's been so many weeks. You can catch that one right now on the podcast. My phone ready. Herbie and Josh's phone booth. Will someone pick up? We're sorry. We've become obsessed.
And hopeful.
Very hopeful that we're going to call a payphone around Geelong and the Surf Coast, the Ballerine, hoping someone will pick up.
This just sparked from an idea of us realising you can actually call payphones.
Yeah.
And we thought, is there many people out there who pick up payphones?
So far, no.
No.
there hasn't been a whole lot. So we've done, you know, Bell's Beach. We've done...
The uni.
We've done down in Point Lonsdale with Leopold. You name it. We've tried a fair few.
And no one has picked up so far.
No.
Hopeful today. I have had my whole body crossed today because I believe that it's got to happen at some stage.
So I thought we'd go back to the place where it all started. I think Moorabool Street's the way to go because I had a look out. A lot of people walking past still. A lot of people finishing work now. There's the construction site across the road. People walking to Westfield.
Busy, busy time.
It's becoming strategic. Let's just give it a crack.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Fingers crossed.
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Hey, I don't know. This is a payphone.
Oh, River. This is Herbie and Josh from K-Rock.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. We've been so desperate for someone to pick up a payphone. What are you doing?
Yeah. Oh, nothing. Just going to buy some new shoes.
And you're just walking past, heard the payphone and thought, I'll pick it up?
And it was just ringing, yeah. And it was just like something out of a movie. So.
What's your name?
Dan.
Dan. All right. And is this the first time you've ever picked up a payphone?
It is, yeah. I've never heard a payphone ring before.
What does it sound like?
It sounds like diddle 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 diddle.
What were you expecting to hear on the other line when you did pick up?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
What sort of shoes are you after?
I don't know. Maybe I was going to get some Vans, I think, because I've got these shoes that I've been wearing for probably 12 months at least, and they've got holes in the bottom of them. And now my feet get wherever I go, so it's like I might as well not even be wearing them.
So. how much walk are you doing around Geelong to burn the holes in the shoes?
I don't know, a lot.
Anything you want to know from us or no?
No, not really, no. No, just keep up the good work.
Thanks. Thanks, Dan. Good luck with the shoes. Right.
See you later.
See ya.
I thought it was me too.
Because it was echoing back and
That's why when I said it and another boy came in, I'm like...
Driving you home, 3 to 7pm weekdays. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
I had a very social weekend. I was doing a lot, seeing a lot.
Everything you do is a social weekend. You're a very busy person.
I have got a lot of friends.
Yeah.
And on Friday night, though, I actually ventured out to Port Arlington because my auntie and uncle, they had an Airbnb for the weekend. Ooh. So they invited me out, said, come stay the night and you can see this neck of the woods. And I thought, that'd be nice.
Why not?
We went to Port Divino for dinner. Delicious. Had some octopus.
Oh, actually, no. You lost me.
Pork belly.
Pork belly, great. Octopus, and no thank you.
I was just going to try it because I was there, you know.
But can you still see that it's an octopus or has it been chopped up?
It was chopped up.
Oh, that's a bit different.
It was like a tapas-y
one. You know when they check the actual small octopus and you're like, what?
Now it's looking at me.
You know, why didn't you cook it? You know, do something with it.
No, it was cooked. It was delicious food. And then we ventured back to the Airbnb where we enjoyed a nice glass of wine.
Mm.
And then it came to bedtime. And so it was a three-bedroom house. They had obviously picked the biggest room, which is completely understandable. I get it. You're paying for it, so it's fine.
Yeah, to think that you might have got it, it's a bit interesting, isn't it?
You never know. And then they pointed out the other two rooms and said, which one would you like? And that's where I noticed something, and it left me wondering how I couldn't even believe this was still a thing.
The One Percenters.
And I think it falls into the category of a one percenter because one of the rooms I laid in the bed and I thought, oh, that's okay, it's a bit stiff. Mm. I'm going to try out the other bed before I make my decision. When I tried the other bed, I quickly noticed that I was on a bit of a wave pool, I guess.
Yeah.
It wasn't definitely not as firm as the other one because it was a waterbed.
A waterbed? Really?
An old-fashioned waterbed.
In 2021.
Who would have thunk it?
Did it look new?
It had bedding on top of it so you couldn't see. It was only when you jumped on it that you noticed, hang on a second, I'm now riding this thing.
Yeah.
I'm not sleeping anymore.
No. Jeez, it's a bit of a core workout because to get up out of that thing is...
I've never been in one before.
Haven't you?
I remember in primary school my friend's parents had one and we used to eye it off from the corridor.
Yeah.
But I'd never been in one. And so I obviously laid in it for a little bit, but then I chose the other one because it's not comfortable. But I seriously didn't think that they existed anymore. I don't think that anyone else would have a waterbed.
If you do, you're definitely in the 1%.
You'd have to be.
5223295 still got the waterbed. Have you yet? Like, maybe you don't sleep in it anymore. Like, it's not your main bed. You've upgraded to something.
It's in the spare bed.
It's in the spare room or it's in, like, maybe your holiday house because you need to fill a room just to, like,
And you didn't want to buy a new bed. Yeah. Do you have a waterbed or do you know someone who still today in 2021 has a waterbed?
5223295 The waterbed. You're still rocking it? We'd love to hear from you.
Rocking.
Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
The 1%ers.
We asked a question, Herbie.
Do you own or know someone who still owns a waterbed on 5223295 after I went to an Airbnb in Port Arlington on the weekend and in their third bedroom there was, you guessed it, a waterbed. So many questions.
Yeah, I know my parents, I think they did. You know when you're not sure if a memory is a true memory? Maybe I did, but I'm sure they had a waterbed. But I remember them because you'd have to like sometimes change the water over.
Really?
So it was like a process. Literally, I'm pretty sure that's how they did it. I can't really remember. I was only young at the time, so it would have been the 90s.
They were very popular.
Popular back then, and then you had to fill it up. But then
there was a lot of movements in waterbeds because it's not you don't lay flat. Mm. And then, I mean, looking at your parents, I dare say they probably did because you're one of four.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
So that was four tidal waves.
I don't know about that. But we were talking to just another guy that works here and said, did you have a waterbed?
Yeah.
Because he's about that bracket. Said no. But they were expensive, which blows my mind because you're doing half the work. You've got to actually, there's no bait.
It's like a pillowcase.
You get the base and that's it. Unfortunately.
I think more fortunately. I think.
Yeah.
Do you really want to have one?
Well, I thought that we could have taken it a bit further and we could have gone like, okay, can we come and
Have a sleep over your
just
house.
Just have a crack at the waterbed.
Well, no one has a waterbed, it turns out here. Oh, hang on.
Hold on. Do we do it?
I reckon. We might have a waterbed.
K-Rock, who's this?
Hello, this is Danielle.
Danielle, do you own a waterbed?
Yes, I do.
Oh, stop it.
How long have you had that for?
Wow, we just got a new one last month.
No. So they still sell them?
No way. Yeah, we had to get it down from Melbourne.
Oh, wow.
What is it about a waterbed that you love so much?
They're just really good. I've got a lot of back problems and I just find the warmth of the water really helps and I don't wake up in pain.
Oh, so when it heats itself, does it?
Yeah, so it's got a heater.
Oh, they love that.
You can adjust it to how you want it, yeah.
Have you ever had a leak?
Years ago, my husband and I had them and we didn't have a leak then and we haven't had a leak on this one either, so...
Danielle, you should be an ambassador for waterbeds with the way you're selling them.
Driving you home, 3 to 7pm weekdays. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
People have talked about online the worst movies they've seen that have actually ruined franchises. That's how bad they've been.
Really?
Yeah, so they've listed the movies that, some of them were supposed to launch into franchises, but the movie was so bad itself that the box office said no. We're not doing it
no
anymore.
No chance. It's a waste of money.
For instance, one of them was Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets. Did you ever see that?
Nah.
Shocking movie. Had Cara Delevingne, you know the
Yes.
Oh,
great
horrible.
Eyebrows she has.
Yeah, incredible. Not enough to save the movie though, or the franchise for that matter. The Green Lantern, wasn't that with Ryan Reynolds?
Yes.
Yeah, shocker.
I feel like that one everyone thought was going to do very well.
Yeah, it didn't. They had like a whole story arc planned for it. But the movie was so bad they couldn't do anything with it.
Bloody Ryan. I saw a movie once which wasn't part of a franchise, but it's the only movie I've walked out of a cinema of. Be Kind Rewind, Jack Black's movie.
Oh, right.
So you haven't even heard of it?
No.
That's how terrible it was. It was so bad.
Oh, that is shocking.
It makes me think, like, what's going into these movies? Who's putting the money in? Like, surely after the first scene when you saw the take back, you've gone...
We can't make this work.
This is ridiculous. Sorry, thanks for your time, everyone.
Hey, guys.
We'll see you next year for another film.
Let's save some dignity. what we thought we'd do is we're going to do... So, you know the Golden Raspberry Awards? So, these are for, like, instead of the Oscars, these are for the worst...
Yes, they celebrate actors, these terrible films.
Worst actresses.
Yep.
So, these are people that have been nominated. I'm going to play a bit of audio from them for the interview. You just have to tell me who that actor or actress is.
I'm not good at these games, but I'll give it a crack.
Back yourself. I think you'll be all right today. Here we go. First one.
You know, like chilled out guy, and we played before, and he said, hey, let's do doubles. So, you know, I, of course, immediately went to the tennis pro.
Dax Shepard?
Very obscure guess. It was Ben Stiller.
Okay. I don't know why I went to Dax Shepard.
Zoolander 2. Shocker.
Oh, because Zoolander was so good.
Yeah, Zoolander 2, not so good. All right, next one.
And so I got into the suit and just willingly got attacked by dogs.
Rebel Wilson.
Bang.
Oh, could tell that one. Good job. On the board. What was that for?
Can't remember, to be honest.
Okay.
There's a long list. The Hustle with Anne Hathaway.
Yes. Right. I didn't mind that, to be honest.
Sums you up. Next one.
It's amazing, man. I ride dirt bikes, so you can just ride out like into the desert, and then I would ride back to the casino really early in the morning after like a morning ride, and I would be...
I know it. I know it.
I know you know it.
And I would... Oh, give me any kind of clue? Can you give me one of their good movies?
As soon as I give it to you, the movie...
Oh, I know. Is it the guy from Hangover who's the good-looking one?
Bradley Cooper?
Yeah.
Oh. Channing Tatum.
Of course it is.
All right, last one.
And I never, and so that seemed like the right choice, but it never occurred to me that for the rest of my life.
Is it Anne Hathaway?
It is. I gave you the answer before. I was like, surely she's going to get this one. Well done. 2 out of 4.
I'm getting better.
50-50.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still not perfect, but...
I mean, I'll take that.
Slow progress, you know, just like your life. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Driving you home, 3 to 7pm weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah. Yeah.
All right, Herbie. This is where we like to get your thoughts on the daily topics. Could be stuff that we've seen in the news. Could be around the office, something you've said.
Feeling good this week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, clean slate.
Clean slate.
Yep, my emotions.
New week, you know. Ready?
Emotions haven't been rattled yet.
Oh, I don't know about that. All right. Yeah for yes.
Okay.
Kicking off with this one. Having the calories displayed on a menu.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah.
I could see you twitching.
No way. There's so many reasons against this. A, I don't need to be seeing how many calories I'm putting into my mouth. Mm. And B, if you look at it at a health perspective, I'm like, yes, you can see what's going in there, but I think people could become way too obsessed.
Yeah.
Especially in this climate. Like so many of my young cousins, they're becoming obsessed with the figures, and if they don't hit that, then they've got to go for a walk, and it's that's not what food should be about. Food should be about enjoying it, eating it in moderation.
That's true.
Yeah, I just think people are too obsessed.
Especially like, because if you go out for a nice meal, say you go to like a fancy restaurant like once a year or whatever it might be, like you really treat yourself. Do you really want to see the calorie intake on that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, thank
you. It's a weird thing. So they're bringing it in over the UK. It's also
imagine
just like
them on like their Sunday roast. Those calories would be huge.
But also it's like taking responsibility away from you. You should know, you know, hey, am I able to have this today?
We all learnt the little food pyramid, which ones are at the top end and which ones at the lower end.
Next one, vanilla scented candles.
Not for me. And I am a candle lover. Mm. But that scent, vanilla, so basic. Honestly, lift your game in the candle world. So many people are making them these days. You can make them at home. You can go to nearly any gift shop and they've got candles. Don't go for the stock standard vanilla. Spice up your life, I say.
That makes a lot of sense.
I recently bought a lime and coconut and it was divine.
Okay. Well, because the joy-inducing scent is vanilla. So I'm just going off the way you're absolutely attacking the candles at the moment. No vanilla in your house.
I might have to get one.
All right, I reckon you do. All right, I'm just going to put it out there. Dating a sociopath.
Do you know you're dating a sociopath at the time?
I don't think
so
you do.
I feel like you'd have to go with because you're probably getting joy from them while you're dating them, but then the hindsight is the beautiful line that comes out and you look back and go, well, they were a sociopath.
I think they were a sociopath. Yeah. I don't think they were into this at all.
I would no way. No, I wouldn't do it, but maybe if they brought me love for a year.
You'll take anything you can get at the moment, that's for sure. So a lady was talking about she's a sociopath and talks about how she struggles to be in a relationship herself because she doesn't care. She says, I don't feel guilty. I don't feel bad about anything I do. I don't think about it.
Do you reckon that's her opening line? Hi, my name's Herbie. I'm a sociopath.
Yeah. I mean, I wish we knew that in the interview.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
We all get haircuts during our life. I know, especially when you're younger or you've got a baby, you've got little Georgie, six months old. It's always the debate on when should they have their first haircut. Have you given Georgie one yet?
No. We're still at the six-month part where it's still
going. Some people do it, you know.
And then early?
Yeah. And they just because I think it's like people who are obsessed with keeping it so they can already put it in the book. They jump the gun, they're like, oh, this is its first haircut. And then there's other parents who just refuse to give haircuts and they go, no, I'm going to keep my kid's hair long and long and long until I think they get of age and go, actually, Mum, just cut my hair.
You're 21 all of a sudden.
But they can be a traumatic experience for some. I know I've had haircuts where I'm looking in the mirror and you ask for an inch off and you see them take at least four and you're thinking, my life is ruined.
It's so true though, isn't it?
I'm not going to leave this place. I've got to go to school tomorrow with this haircut. It's devastating. And for one lady over in Ukraine, Alina, she had a traumatic experience, so much so when she was 5 years old, that she has never cut her hair again. Wow. She didn't go back.
That's some serious trauma for five, just to never want to jump back in the chair.
She's 35 now, so 30 years without a haircut.
Jeez.
So you can imagine her hair.
That's too long.
It is.
Surely you get over it some
stage. It's to her feet. It's blonde hair. It's long. She is the real life Rapunzel, let down your hair. It's just ridiculous. She says it takes 30 minutes to wash her hair. But she'll never comb it wet. She's got a full routine and she'll only do it once a week. And she actually has an Instagram of followers of 57,000 people who are curious about her hair routine.
Well, it's 30 minutes seems like she's got a down pat.
Yeah, you'd think so. It's quite quick.
Yeah.
But for me, you should only be cutting your hair to a length that's suitable. You should never be able to floss your cheeks with your own hair, and that's what she's up to, so it's a bit gross. But I thought for a bit of fun, because that blew my mind that she hasn't had a haircut, I'm going to throw you some hair facts your way. So we see a lot of hair in the drain.
Yeah.
Well, we naturally lose 50 to 100 hairs a day.
If you know, you know.
From your head?
From your head.
Yeah, yeah. What about all the other body hair too? Jeez, well, something you count that up.
Believe it or not, humans have the same amount of hair follicles per square inch as a chimpanzee.
If you know, you know.
Really? We're hairy.
No.
There we are.
So what does that mean, that they've got more hair grows out of those follicles than ours, obviously?
I guess so. Josh is checking himself out right now. He's so fascinated. In the 16th century, a doctor claimed applying a blend of boiled slugs, olive oil, honey, saffron, soap and cumin on the scalp could restore men's hair.
If you know, you know.
Would you try that one, Josh?
Would have given it a crack, to be honest, just to make sure. Maybe it might have worked.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
I think I did something pretty weird today.
I am very excited to hear about this because I normally fall into the category of the weird ones, so this is going to be good.
Like, I don't even know why I did it. It's just weird. Okay, so on the weekend, I was working here and then left to go and watch my cousin play at Geelong Grammar.
He was debuting, yes.
Yeah, he doesn't go to Geelong Grammar. He goes to another school, but we went there.
Taking them on.
Tell you what a school, by the way. It's a castle, if you've ever gone in there.
I've heard things. Oh,
wow. So I'm already anxious because I've come into this school and you're like, wow, I do not belong here.
And, yeah, you're Josh.
Yeah.
We're just, yeah, average Joe kind of people. We don't go fit in there.
The grounds are like, this is impeccable. This is something
I've
out of England.
About the fees.
Mm. So, yeah, it's up there.
It's not for you there. And I.
No, that's more than we make a year.
And you're not lying.
No. Now, anyway, so I've rocked up, went and watched the footy, which is great. But I had my backpack with me because I was coming from work, so I've got all my stuff in here because I normally ride to work.
You love your backpack.
Well, I ride in.
Yep.
Right, so it's handy because I can't carry everything on me while I'm coming.
And you don't
in.
Have a satchel?
No, I don't. I don't have a satchel. I thought backpack. So this is where I was going. So anyway, leave at the end of the game. My cousin went, which is great. Left, went home, gone, oh, no. Left my backpack.
Oh, that's the worst.
Because I took it off because I didn't want to be just walking around with a backpack.
The guy with the backpack.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is what I thought. So then I thought, oh, God, I'm going to have to call Geelong Grammar. This, like very classy school. And I'm an older man with a backpack. I'm in my 30s, still using a backpack. Yeah. So I thought, is that a weird thing? Is it weird that I've got a backpack?
It's very weird.
Out of context, it's very weird.
It's yeah, like when you just say you're riding to work and you got a backpack, fine.
Makes sense.
As a 30-something-year-old man who has a backpack, calling a school whose school kids have backpacks every single day of their life. Yeah.
In fact, they probably don't even have them. They've got people carrying them for them. You know, that's where they're at.
Yeah. So well, that's school anyway.
So I get to reception and I panic because I thought I don't really want – like I want to give off in case down the track I win the lotto. No, I just called them.
Oh.
And I said, I want to give the sort of vibe that maybe one day I could afford to go and my kids could afford to go.
There's no chance.
There's no chance. Anyway, so I call up and they're like, hey, how are you? I'm like, oh, my God, what do I say to make me sound less
Wait, how expensive is your backpack?
Not that. Oh, like $60. Like, it's a good one.
Can let it go.
Anyway, well, you just want to see. Anyway, so I call up and I go, hi, my name's Josh. I was out watching the footy on the weekend. My cousin was playing. My nephew is there as well.
And he left off it. You liar.
And they're like, what's your nephew's name? Couldn't think of it.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
I want to try something with you right now.
Okay.
Because I was looking up the history of today, seeing if there was anything interesting there, what great events happened, what could we expand on.
Yeah, you're right.
And I came across something which probably isn't going to be in the history books of the greatest thing to ever have happened.
But it did happen on this day.
But it happened on this day back in 2008.
Okay.
And it was a wedding of a famous couple. And I want to go into it because I didn't realise that these two people dated.
Let alone got married.
Yes.
Right.
So I've got three clues that I'm going to play for you. I want you to work out the couple that got married in 2008.
And I'm going to know them.
Both of them famous in their own right.
Yeah, yeah. But I know them.
You know them, definitely. Okay. Definitely. Because you think they're getting married in 2008, you know.
Yeah.
Still quite fresh. All right.
So I just have to work out who both of them are.
Who both of them
are. They got married in 2008.
Okay.
All right.
This is your first clue. These boots are made for walking. That's just what they'll do.
Oh, what's her name? Jessica Simpson?
Yes.
And she got married, and the other guy's famous? Or is it the guy that she got married to and there's like that newlywed show?
No.
Jessica
That's
Simpson.
That's your clue, is Jessica Simpson. Do you want your next clue?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Say, oh, you have to do this. Yeah, you have to do this. I didn't feel like I had a choice.
Yeah, no.
But now if somebody was like, well, you have to do it. It's a big show and you're going to do it like this.
Yes, yeah.
I would be like.
That doesn't help me at all.
Doesn't help you? No. I'll give you some context around that one.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
anything,
a person.
Anything would be good.
That's a person explaining why they may have been caught lip syncing on SNL back in the day.
That's his sister Ashley.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, right. So Jessica Simpson, so Ashley Simpson.
Yep, you're now on to Ashley Simpson.
Okay, yeah.
It's who she married.
Okay.
Do you have any idea who she married? Because I did not know she married this person, and this person was huge, 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 huge in their day. Now, the third clue.
Is the person?
It's where the person cameoed on One Tree Hill.
Okay.
And so this is a scene from One Tree Hill.
With the person in it?
The person is in it.
Okay.
Pete? What is this?
Pete, I saw him standing here and just sort of thought I was dreaming and went for it. I'm sorry.
That doesn't give me anything.
It's not going to help you, is it?
Is it a man?
It's a man named Pete.
Pete.
Who cameoed in One Tree Hill a fair bit.
Pete.
And he's a... Pete. Musician.
Pete, hold on, hold on. Don't. All right, okay, that's enough. Pete.
Huge.
What, Pete Murray?
No. Pete Murray.
What's he on One Tree Hill? No idea. Who is it?
Pete Wentz.
Who's that?
Fall Out Boy.
Ah.
The bassist, who I dare say is probably the biggest person to come out of that band.
Yeah.
They married in 2008.
I mean, to be fair, like when you said on this day, you'll know both people.
Yeah.
Two subpar celebrities. I mean, if we're going to bring this game back, it has to be at least a B or above.
Okay. You wouldn't even call him a B?
I'd never even heard of him. I knew Fall Out Boy.
Okay.
And I know the name now. Ashley Simpson, certainly nowhere near, even near the alphabet.
Okay.
She doesn't make it to Z, I don't think.
So definitely not an important day in history.
No, if you and Josh and Kate.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Interesting round of footy.
Yes.
A few great games, a few nearly there games.
A few games which made me personally want to change teams, and that was obviously the Saints' game, but anyhow.
It's a Friday night, you got to get over that.
I know.
You can only be upset now if it's a Sunday game. That's the rule.
Is that the rule?
Yeah. Move on after a day.
So you get one day to wallow. Walked out of the West Coast Geelong game.
So, did you hear me talk about it the next day? Absolutely
didn't
not.
Didn't talk, only cry.
Didn't bring it up at all. Anyway, the amazing thing about footy now is there's so many cameras and they capture everything.
Don't they?
One guy was at the Port Adelaide Western Bulldogs game. Great game.
That was one of the better ones.
And one of the Port Adelaide fans was spotted with a box of Weet-Bix that he would just snack on during the game.
Like cereal Weet-Bix, that's...
Yeah, Weet-Bix, like, you know, Weet-Bix
kids.
And he's
just got a box.
Box of them. No
not
milk
like,
in
not
hand.
Not like the bite ones. You know how you
get the... Oh, they were good. No, not like them. It's just like the actual Weet-Bix and he's just snacking on it.
That's ridiculous. Sorry, there's too many questions around that. Where's the milk at? How many is he going to do?
Because your mouth would be so dry.
Exactly.
I don't know if that's a little bit weirder or the guy that brought the cheese platter to the D's game, but that was very, very D's like.
If
supporters.
I had a choice, I'm choosing the cheese platter, obviously, every day of the week, because without milk, for me, Weet-Bix are nothing.
And a bit of prosciutto going around the cheese. Ooh, yum.
Yum. How many Weet-Bix can you do?
Oh, it's been a long time. I think I got up to like 5 for breakfast, maybe.
I've heard of a lot
of sugar.
Some babies that can do 5. When they first get into their solids and they make it a bit mushy.
Yeah.
And they can smash 5. That's incredible.
Mm. Keep it in the house, though, is my point. Like, find a Weet-Bix. Just keep it in it.
Don't have it at the footy game. It wasn't at a sporting game for me where I saw some weird food thing happen. It was actually on a plane. And my friends and I always speak about it.
Don't you? Yeah.
Because we were on the way back from Bali and one of my mates who was flying with us, Alex, he was going straight from the flight to hospital to have surgery. And so he could only eat from a certain time. Because you know if you're having an operation, you have to stop eating, let's say 24 hours before that. So he went on there, had his meal, but he was quite hungry. And he asked the air hostess, is there any chance there's any spare
meals because I'm about to go into surgery and I can't have any food after this. And she said, nah, sorry, there's nothing. And out of nowhere, this guy sitting behind us, he goes, I've got a spare Whopper if you need.
What, in his bag?
And he pulled out not one, but two. He said, I'll keep one, handed the other one over, and Alex knocked back the Whopper.
It would have been still warm in that backpack.
I don't know if it was still warm, but it was there. Why he had two blows my mind, but hey.
I don't think we'll ever recover from that story. It's Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock 955.